Hello, everybody, and happy Memorial Day and Memorial Day weekend. It's Phil Hendry, and we want to continue or resurrect a tradition, a Memorial Day tradition that we've had around here for a number of years, and that is bringing on Lloyd Bonafide. Lloyd Bonafide is a character that was created as the result of my experience as a kid dealing with a lot of guys on our street where I grew up. They were Korean War veterans. They were World War II veterans. They generally had a globe and anchor or something tattooed on their forearm. They had that flat top haircut, and they were nice guys for the most part. Occasionally there was a guy that was older and a little cantankerous and kicked you off his front lawn or told you to quit cutting through his yard when you were going someplace. And Lloyd was that guy. And here he is. Lloyd is talking on today's Memorial Day about being a Korean War veteran, which he certainly was, and a couple of instances of his dealing with events in life, one of which was some kid who was wearing a Kobe Bryant T-shirt selling chocolates at the mall. And Lloyd took offense and taught that kid a lesson. And the next bit we hear from Lloyd is him having hit somebody. He felt something almost like a speed bump, and then he kept right on driving because what judge is going to put an elderly man in jail? So let's listen to Lloyd all the while holding his veteran status out there, and we'll see if it gets him anywhere. It's Lloyd Bonafide. It is our Memorial Day Lloyd special.
In Los Angeles, we had an incident yesterday of a motorist, an elderly motorist, who drove into some pedestrians. They were actually children at a school. National Association of Retired Motorists representative Lloyd Bonafide, he's actually press relations for the National Association of Retired Motorists, is on the line with us so we can talk about senior citizens and senior citizens driving.
Well, it was a tragedy, Mr. Hendry, but it is our official feeling that bringing this out on a national radio program serves no purpose, because the event took place in Los Angeles and has no real bearing on the rest of the country. And I think that we will air our dirty. We'll clean our laundry here. I don't think you need to be talking about it.
Well, I'm talking about it because really what we're talking about is senior citizens driving cars. Is it safe?
Well, I don't think the question is relevant, because...
Why isn't it relevant?
The question isn't relevant because we are living our lives, we're contributing to our communities, we fought for our freedom in some instances as members of the armed forces, and many of you people are swimming in the very freedom that many of us laid our lives down for. We've made our mistakes. I think we just need to move on from them, and you bury your dead and you move on.
Well, bury the dead and move on. My question for you was, don't you think you represent an association of retired motorists, of senior citizens, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Don't you think that there should be a national mandatory testing of senior citizen drivers, some of whom are dangerous? Now, we just had a woman drive into a crowd of school children in Los Angeles yesterday. There have been instances of senior citizens killing, in some cases, pedestrians, because they have lost a control of the car. So don't you...
What is your question?
My question is, don't you think it's time that we test them uniformly to get their driving skills back up to par?
Well, Mr. Hendry, you can make you can ask for it, but we won't cooperate. We don't have to cooperate.
Why don't you have to cooperate?
Because no court in America is going to put a senior citizen in jail. It does. I'm 70 years of age. Most of the people that we represent are over the age of 70. You're not going to have a senior citizen put into jail. If you look around you, these people that kill the senior citizens you claim are killing, Ben, I don't deny that we are killing, and we're probably killing at a record clip, given the fact that there's more of us on the road. But that it...
Well, you're saying that like that's no big deal.
Well, I don't want to comment on whether it's a big deal or not. You're just never going to get us... there's no court is going to put us in jail.
Can you prove that statement, that no court is going to...
You know as well as I do that when an 80 or a 70-year-old motorist kills someone, through no fault of their own, I might add, they never go to jail. The most that we're going to get is probation. the best thing you can do is bury your dead and move on, because it's admittedly unfortunate, but nonetheless accidental vehicular homicide is something you're not going to charge a senior citizen for.
Give me your proof.
Well, if I can tell you, let me say this to you. I was involved in a fatality.
Were you driving?
Let me finish. I was involved in a... I'm 70 years of age, and I'm telling you, I'm not in jail today because the courts feel sorry for senior citizens, and so they don't put us in jail.
And tell me about what you did.
I was in an automobile. It was two worlds colliding, but my wife and I were on a fixed income, and I had an opportunity to help my family. I was racing to this meeting. A young woman, boy, when I think about it, it's sad. A young woman, not much older than my own daughter, walked out into the crosswalk. She was pushing a baby stroller right into the path of my RV.
You hit her?
I hit her. I was probably doing about 40 or 45 miles an hour.
You hit, and did you kill her?
She died, yes. And I told her husband later, he was a young man, I said, you know, his name was Phil, like yours. I said, Phil, just bury her and the child, and let's move on. You know, the sun comes, there's a song, Phil, I don't know if, the sun comes out tomorrow, bet your bottom down. You know that?
Yes, it's from Annie.
That's what the National Association of Retired Motorists says. If a senior citizen or one of the elderly kills one of your relatives or one of your children, and it could happen from a recreational vehicle because many of us drive them, just bury her and move on. Because...
Well, you say her.
Most of the time, the child that's killed is for some reason, it's a female child. I don't know why, and it's the mother, because the husbands are at work. So the ones that we hit and kill are generally housewives. It's a very terrible thing. It's a very terrible...
Well, all right, the National Association of Retired Motorists then says, we're sorry if the seniors and the elderly are hitting and killing people with their cars, but you're never going to put us in jail because no court in the land...
No court in the land is going to imprison for any length of time a senior citizen. Most will get his probation. Now, what we have offered... is if one of your relatives is killed by a senior citizen who lost control of their car, and you want to have that relative cremated, we'll pick up the cost of that. We have a lot of people on fixed income, so we can't pay for the whole funeral, but we'll pick up the cost of the cremation.
Senior citizens driving cars, should they be tested? Should their skills be tested? We had an incident yesterday. A senior citizen drove into a crowd of kids. There are other incidents where senior citizens lose control of their cars.
Look, Mr. Henry, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
We don't have much time left, so if... this is hard for you to understand, but if we accidentally kill someone, we don't have much time left.
So if you accidentally kill somebody, what are we, those of us who are related to that person, what are we...
The best thing to do is to bury your dead and move on, because you're not... Well, what
I would like to see, if anybody, I don't care what the age, get prosecuted and put into jail.
No, they're not going to do that.
What happened to you, by the way?
When I hit this young woman.
Yes.
I got probation.
Probation. How old were you?
I was 69 years of age. But I can tell you, I felt bad about it. I got to Santa Anita that afternoon
You said you were on your way to a business meeting, sir?
I was on my way to it was a financial opportunity, is what I said.
Santa Anita is a horse racing track. What were you doing?
There was a horse going in the fifth. His name was Red and Gray, and I think Don Pierce was on top, and we had an opportunity at 7-1.
That's not a business opportunity, sir.
Sir, I'm a Korean War veteran, and I'd appreciate if you speak to me with respect.
I'm sorry, sir, but that doesn't sound like a business opportunity.
It was an opportunity to make some money.
You made it to Santa Anita the same afternoon that you hit and killed a woman.
That is correct.
Did the police just let you go?
I didn't stop. I went...
So it was a hit and run?
Yes, sir, it was. I'm not saying it was the right decision.
All right, so you hit the woman, you kill her, you go to Santa Anita, you lay down your money on this horse. Did the police arrest you?
They came to my home the next day, yes, sir. And
how did the police know it was you?
The investigating detective said that they had found a scrap of the... And this is difficult for me to say, because I'm not proud of what happened. They found a scrap of the baby's blanket on the front fender, and part of it wedged in the headlight. It was on the right front.
Good God.
It was difficult, yes.
How did you feel when they arrested you?
I said to the officer, I said, I feel bad, but you know as well as I do, I'm going to walk.
You're going to walk. You know, is that the official position of your organization?
The official position of our organization is that we shouldn't be hitting and killing people, but if we do, we need to just move on, because no court in the land is going to send a senior citizen to prison, because nobody wants to see their grandmother or grandfather go to jail. Now, I fought for my country, but I also know that I'm an old man, and when I stand in front of a judge on television, people feel sorry for me because I look like their granddad or someone who taught them how to play baseball, even though I killed a woman doing 45 miles an hour in my RV, and they found bits and scraps of the baby blanket wedged in the headlight. Our slogan is, we're seniors, we're sorry.
You're kidding, right?
No, sir.
We're seniors and we're sorry.
Because we have been inundated with people trying to make us feel guilty for growing older for a long time.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Daryl, go ahead.
I can't really believe what I'm hearing this gentleman say.
And especially that slogan, we're seniors and we're sorry.
We have been made to feel sorry our entire lives.
Sir, I really believe that the legal system is not going to allow you to continue to mow over people
how
in
many,
the road.
How many people do you see in their senior citizens prosecuted for
I
this?
I see a lot of them now. The case in point, sir.
They don't go to prison.
They put into prison those elderly people who are killing their spouses for the reason that they can't take care of them.
All right, well, we're talking about the automobile.
Legally he's misinformed. I believe that if you're going to have vehicular manslaughter, they're going to put you away
There's
in
no
jail.
Way they put anybody who's over the age of 70 in prison. They give us probation. Now, I'm sorry about the young woman. I'm going to find out tomorrow.
I'm going to make it my business tomorrow.
Go right ahead.
Legally what you're talking about is correct.
Well, is it legal to let a guy like you walk out of a courtroom if you've hit and...
Look, the judge gave me probation. What do you want me to tell you? Well, is it legal? I guess it is. The judge gave me probation.
He didn't take away your license.
Yes, it was suspended for a year.
For a year only?
Yes, ma'am. Well, what are you going to do? You think a suspended driver's license is going to keep me from driving?
Well, I think that you should be put away permanently, that's the answer that you're going
to
give.
But what we have tried to do is show a sensitivity to the situation.
Well, offering to pick up the cost of cremation.
Sir, you are showing no sensitivity whatsoever. You're saying you're going to go out there and do this again. And nobody can stop you.
I'm not intentionally targeting anyone. I would never lay a hand
on
anyone.
When you get behind the wheel, sir, that's exactly what you're doing.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
She gets out in front of me with a baby stroller. And
she had a green light, you said.
She had a green light, but I had just...
And you said you were speeding.
I had just had a yellow light, and I was trying to make it.
But she had...
You jumped a yellow light. You're not supposed to do that. You were at fault. You killed a woman and her baby.
Do you know that if it hadn't been...
Sir, you're not going to get away from the fact that you did this, and you are responsible.
I think the
justice system let you walk, I don't know what kind of a world we're living in.
I have to hang up now.
That woman was the one who pushed that kid out into traffic, and I didn't.
I think the most ghoulish aspect of this is that the police tracked you down by finding bits of that baby blanket, as you say, wedged in the headlight.
They said it was jammed up in the headlight, yeah. Parts of the baby blanket and the baby pajama. But apparently... The police told me that the child suffered from Down syndrome, and I went home after I talked to the police. I said to my wife, who I've been married to for 47 years.
Look, it, sir, I'm a...
No, let me finish. And I told her that the baby had Down syndrome, and my wife said, why would God want a child like that to live anyway?
I understand that you are feeling emotional. Please don't use GD, okay?
I'm sorry.
And what do you mean your wife said maybe God didn't want the baby to live anyway?
It had mongoloid symptoms. It had symptoms of mongoloid.
The Phil Henry Show.
With me is Lloyd Bonafide, president of the National Association of Retired Motorists. Yesterday in Los Angeles, a woman of 65 drove into a crowd of school kids by accident. Some were seriously injured. Thank God there were no fatalities, Mr. Bonafide.
Oh, well, you see, you didn't mention that.
I didn't mention there were any fatalities, but there have been fatalities. You've been involved in fatalities, right?
But you didn't mention the Los Angeles woman. She didn't kill anyone.
No, she did not. But it could have been.
Why don't you keep your own dirty laundry to yourself and quit making everything sound like it's worse?
The fact of the matter is, you said you hit a woman and then you drove to the racetrack.
I felt terrible about that, as I've tried to tell you, but let me ask you. You've got a sure thing in the fifth race, and you hit, and yes, you kill a woman and a child. It gives you a pause. You don't know which way to go.
Because I know exactly what I would do, sir.
Have you fought for this country in Korea?
No.
Then I don't... I killed a woman and a half of a person. The child was... Because it's a child, it's a half of a person.
Well, all right. Look, I didn't fight in Korea, and I didn't fight in World War II, so maybe I got no call to say what I would do. But I'm telling you, I hit a woman, or I've got the horse in the fifth. I think I'm going to stop for the woman.
Easy for a young man to say.
Perhaps, sir. Let me go to Harry on the Phil Henry Show. Harry, go ahead.
Mr. Bonafide.
Yes, sir.
I'm a Korean veteran. I'm 68 years
old.
God
bless you.
I suppose I'm a senior citizen. But I think one thing we have to remember, driving is a privilege and not a right. We are responsible for our actions.
Well, what is that supposed to mean, driving?
It simply means you do not...
That's
you don't
a
have
lot a, of gobbledygook.
No, you don't have a right to drive. It's a privilege. Now,
sir, that's
if you are not able... If you don't,
it's not a gobbledygook. You have to be licensed.
Control of your vehicle, you should not be driving. As I said, I'm a senior citizen, and I am all for annual...
Well, that may be true. That may be true, but you know as well as I do there's no court in the land.
I don't give a damn about a court. I'm talking about killing people. If you're not qualified to drive, you should not be driving. Your license should be removed from you.
Well, I'm sorry.
And take an annual test, and if you can drive, drive.
I didn't
mean to kill her. If you're not able to,
don't. You're acting like I meant to kill her. I didn't mean to do it.
I don't care if you meant to kill her or not. You killed her. Now,
it was an understandable mistake.
It was not an understandable mistake.
How do you call it?
You were running a red light. She was crossing in the green light.
It was yellow, and then it turned red.
You see,
you said that she
crossed. You continued going. And therefore,
okay.
Crossing in a green light.
Have you tried to stop an RV when you're doing 50?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you can't
but
do it.
But I didn't try to run a red light. I realized I was driving a vehicle that did not stop as fast as a normal automobile did.
As a fellow veteran, kids have you backed... As a fellow veteran, be honest with me, all right?
I'll be honest.
How many kids have you backed your Buick over? Yeah.
I have a backed them over anybody.
You don't want to answer that question, honestly. Mr. Henry, the National Association of Retired Motorists do not hide anything.
Well, hold on. Lloyd Bonafide is with us. He's the president of the National Association of Retired Motorists. We're talking about senior citizens. Should they be tested? Should their skills be tested as they get into advanced years? We had a woman hit a bunch of school kids yesterday in Los Angeles. You've heard of these stories yourselves, I'm sure, throughout the years. Elderly people in cars losing control. You tell me, you said that you hit and killed a woman and her baby, now a little boy?
No, What I told you, please don't mischaracterize what I said, sir.
I don't think I did.
Please allow me to finish. What I told you was I was in my car driving my wife to the doctor. My wife has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
All right, then please allow me to explain. And this kid darts out on his bicycle and tosses me a bone.
Now, when you say toss a bone, he flipped you off?
He flipped me the finger, yes. And I wanted to talk to the boy, and he was caught under the wheels. We had a sports car, and it is very low to the ground. And I considered a lawsuit against the manufacturer because it picked the child up. He hit the windshield, and then I think the police said he bounced twice off the roof of the car, hit the back of my car, hit the street behind the car, and then was hit again by a delivery van of some kind behind me. It was a tragedy, but I did not kill that boy. The van behind me killed him. And for you to say that I am intentionally targeting, my wife has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
All right, sir, I know you were taking your wife to the doctor. I'm sorry to hear that. Your car was the first car to hit that boy. You said it picked him up and threw him in the air.
They said he was alive when he hit the pavement behind my car.
And then he was hit by a what?
By some kind of a delivery van. That's what killed him.
But it was initially your car that threw him up in the air.
It is not my car that killed him, but my wife had cancer, and he threw me a bone.
All right, I'm going to try to understand what you're saying. It's okay for you to kill the kid. Not, you didn't kill him.
I did not kill him.
It's all right for you to chase some kid down because he flipped you off because your wife has cancer. Great.
Yeah, and God forbid it should happen to you, sir.
Joyce on the Phil Hendry Show. Joyce, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I just want to say that I'm absolutely disgusted and it's despicable about this man.
What
I'm a senior citizen myself.
What did I do? It's what the kids did. He flipped me a bone. They tossed me a bone.
I can't believe that the law let you get away with this. Senior citizens should be prosecuted when they kill anybody.
You know as
and
well as I.
And to say that the person was a mongoloid, my son is handicapped, and if anybody hurt him, it's despicable.
The kid had Down syndrome, and I'm just saying that God, my
you're
wife.
You're a joke.
My
you
wife
are a
said,
joke.
My wife.
I can't believe that you're even saying this
my
on the
wife
radio.
Is dying of ovarian cancer, so I think I've got some other considerations.
Besides. I don't believe you took the life of a child and a young woman.
I did
woman.
Not intentionally take their life. I was on my way to the feature
race. Then you should have stopped. If it was an accident, you should have stopped.
I fought for my
like
country.
Any other. I don't care. So did my uncles, and they were killed in the war. And
all right,
that doesn't give them the right to kill anybody else.
Why were they killed?
They were in a war.
Their country, too.
Well, I got through the war pretty good, so.
Yeah, I don't
you
know why,
don't
because
know.
You must be a rotten
you know,
person. Only the good die young.
A rotten person. Ma'am, I was on my way to Santa Anita for the feature race.
You're proud of that? You are a respectable human being, and I'll tell you, if you're with you, represent AARP, and I'm in that organization.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. He doesn't represent an AARP. He represents a group called the National Association of Retired Motorists.
Yeah, you don't hear too good, do you?
Well,
are you a senior
that makes
citizen?
Me feel a lot better. Yes, I am a senior citizen.
And you're telling me that you think you'd do jail time if you ran over a mongoloid kid.
Yes.
What?
I would deserve to if
you
I ran
deserve,
over anybody.
I'm not saying we don't deserve to, but you know a judge isn't going to put senior citizens in jail because.
Why not?
Because we look grandfatherly and.
Baloney.
Yes.
Baloney. You know what? You make me sick.
I didn't see the girl before I hit her. I felt a bump and I kept going. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, then you shouldn't have a driver's license.
Well, look at.
Look at. Lady. My wife is dying from.
We got the ovarian cancer, okay?
I'm sorry to your wife to have a husband like that.
We live on a fixed income. We don't live down on the beach high on the hog like a lot of you.
So what?
So I have to do
it. So what? That gives you the right to kill somebody?
Look at Lloyd. You said Lloyd. You said that you hit her, but then you made the decision to keep going.
It was a toss-up. Yes.
You just told me you didn't know what you hit.
Well,
now which is the story?
I was pretty sure it was a person.
I don't
but
believe
then
it.
I kept seeing that horse going over the finish line.
Yeah, was this at night? This is a joke.
It was the feature race at night.
On. I don't
it was
believe
the,
it.
It was the feature race at Santa Anita. You can check it out.
No judge would ever in his right
oh, how
mind
many
allow
senior
you
citizens?
To go or just
oh,
on probation.
Gobbledygook. How many senior citizens have you seen go to jail on account of they run someone over?
Well, I wish they all would.
Ah, see?
You're
you don't
disgusting.
Know of anybody. But when they
you're
found
disgusting.
That baby...
No, I don't know any senior citizens that committed such a crime.
No, well, that's a lie. Everybody knows at least one senior
no.
citizen that's driven a car through a Denny's
no.
or into... Nobody drove... None of your friends have driven a car into a department store.
No.
You're trying to... You know something?
Come on.
You're full
come
of
on.
It. You're
they,
full
you're
of
putting
it.
Me on.
You're full of crap.
You're putting
you're
me on.
You're full of crap.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, well...
Goodbye.
Yeah, good. Yeah. The baby carriage stuck to the wiper blade on the window, so I knew I'd hit something, but I didn't know what.
Well, what do you think is in a baby carriage?
I...
What do you think's in a baby carriage? A baby. Here is Michelle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
Mr.
ma'am.
Bonfart? Hello?
Mr. Hendry, you told...
We got a caller here, okay?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes. I don't believe that you even belong walking on the street, let alone driving.
Do you drive?
Yes, I do. And I'm a very safe driver. And needless to say, a lot of...
How old are you?
How old am I? I'm old enough to know that what you've done is wrong and you should be in jail.
Well, guess what? I'm not. So you're going to blame me for that?
Yes, I do.
How do you blame me? I wasn't the one. Am I supposed to go up to the judge and say, I insist you give me prison time? I'm telling you that no judge gives senior... And I would say, Michelle, if I were you, instead of criticizing me, if you're a senior citizen, I'd go out and have a little bit of fun maybe for the first time in your life.
And I'll tell you what.
You know what?
I'll
that's your
sure
problem.
That
you got a college, so...
Do
you,
change
why don't
the law
you go then? Out and have a couple of laughs?
What, like you?
Yeah,
and
like
you
me.
The child and the mother? And let me tell
nobody's
you
nobody's going to put you in jail for it.
What is
but
with you, man?
You
you're
what?
Now you're recommending
I'll tell you
it?
What?
I recommend it for every senior citizen. You'll
do
feel
you?
Like you feel
well,
like
I'll tell you
have...
what, if it's my child you hit and my grandchild, whether it was handicapped or not, you wouldn't go to jail or be walking because
oh.
you'd be dead.
So you're a vigilante,
you
are you?
You would be dead.
So you're a vigilante, are you?
Oh, you bet.
You'd
you
hire
my
you'd,
children?
No, so you'd break the law in order because on account of I broke the law. You make me sick. Ma'am, you'll think the way I do when you kill your first kid and you want to show your grandkids how to do it because it's the most...
Yeah, okay, a lot of fun.
Well, it is. And another thing, that cremation special is still on.
And as a veteran, you don't like the Kobe Bryant situation? You don't like the charges?
No, sir, I've served in the Korean War, the United States Navy. I think what Mr. Bryant is charged with is absolutely untenable. The idea that he raped this white girl...
Well, he didn't... he's not guilty yet.
I understand, but I know he's been charged. I can tell you, I served this country in combat against the Chinese Army, the North Korean Army, and I was there at the Chosin Reservoir. And I think I've lived long enough to say that Kobe Bryant is no example to the young people that we fought, other veterans fought to ensure a future for. And that's why I got angry at the young man in the Kobe Bryant jersey, number one, and also because he was an Asian American kid. Now, I'm not prejudiced, but every veteran of the Korean conflict shares the same... has the same knee-jerk emotional reaction to the Asian face that and when you see a boy about the age of the young soldiers that we fought in Korea wearing a Kobe Bryant shirt and he's got an Asian face that reminds me, I had what the VA has since described to me, the Veterans Administration Hospital said was a flashback because of post-disorder, the post-trauma disorder.
And post-stress, post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yes, sir. That's the VA said that I had a flashback. Now, that's what they said, it was a flashback. And that's why I pulled the shirt off the kid.
All right, but you pulled the shirt, a Kobe Bryant shirt off of this boy, because you don't like Kobe Bryant. Right?
Well, I just think Kobe Bryant is a disgrace. And I'm not a basket fan, but I think Kobe Bryant's a disgrace.
And but then you pulled it off of this kid because he was Asian?
He had Chinese features, yes, sir. And any Korean War veteran will tell you. You look at a Chinaman, what we call the red mist comes down. And that's all I'm saying.
All right, now your name is Lloyd, right?
Yes, sir, Lloyd Bonafide.
All right, Lloyd, and you were at the West Alhambra Mall, but you pulled the shirt off of this kid.
And keep in mind, he made a move on my wife. That's the other thing. He made a move on my wife.
All right, you say this kid made a move on your wife.
Yes, sir.
Now, he was an Asian-American boy. He was selling chocolates for the West Alhambra. Is it the youth center?
I don't know anything about that, sir, no. All I know is he was a Chinese wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey, and those things came together to create a very, it's a very flammable, if you will, or explosive situation.
All right, well, he wasn't making a move on your wife. According to the police, the kid was trying to sell her chocolates.
You know something, Mr. Henry?
Are you aware that the boy was trying to sell chocolates that would make money for the West Alhambra Youth Center? Are you familiar with that?
If I could make a point, sir.
I just want to know, are you aware that that kid was selling chocolates to your wife, not making a move on her?
I want to say, sir.
Oh, brother.
I want to say that unless you've seen 5,000 Chinese troops overrunning a position of Marines, and you've seen those guys lose their lives. Excuse me.
All right, sir, I understand that you are upset, and I appreciate what you're saying. And by all means, I honor your service in Korea. You pulled a Kobe Bryant jersey off of a kid because you don't like Kobe Bryant. Because,
well, who would like a rapist? That's what I want to...
Well, again, he hasn't been convicted of anything, but you pulled it off this kid who was Asian-American because you said it reminded him of the Chinese, you know, because you have this aversion to Asians because you're a Korean War veteran.
No, I do not have an aversion to Asians, sir. I said that the VA said I had a flashback.
You had some kind of an episode when you saw the Asian face in this boy.
And, because... And the doctor said when I pulled the shirt off...
Well, you mentioned to the police that the kid was half naked. That's because you took the shirt off of him, and a half naked Asian reminded you of Korea.
Yes, sir, because the Chinese would do that. They'd pull their shirts off and come at you with the...
All right, hold on for just a second here, Mr. Bonafide.
Mr. Henry, I would appreciate it if you would allow a veteran to interview me, because I don't think you understand the realities of what we go through.
Well, sir, I don't have a veteran handy. I think I'm more than capable of talking to you, and I believe I'm sympathetic, but I have to ask some questions. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The sketchy police report that we have here is a Korean War veteran. Mr. Bonafide was arrested by sheriffs for assault. He pulled a Kobe Bryant jersey off of a kid in the West Alhambra Mall because he thinks Kobe Bryant's a rapist. And he further used the excuse the kid was Asian American and is a Korean War veteran. This sounds like the guy's got some, and he admits that he's got post-traumatic stress syndrome. 1-800-449-8686. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm just trying to open a can of soup here.
All right. I wanted to ask you, Mr. Bonafide, you recognize that you have some trauma, correct?
I recognize that I've got trauma, yes, sir, but what I am asking is this. Why are parents letting their children wear Kobe jerseys when he raped this white girl? That's number one. And number two, why are Asian parents letting their children wear these Kobe jerseys when they know it's possible it triggers the anger of Korean War veterans? Now, as to the first point, if you let your child wear a Kobe Bryant jersey out in public, you're exposing him to the possible assault of people who care about kids like me.
And no matter how you feel about Kobe Bryant, though, no matter how you feel about Asians, don't you think it's wrong to assault an innocent person?
I believe it should be expected. I believe it should be expected because I fought for this country.
No, I'm asking you the question. I'm asking you the question. Do you believe that it's right to assault an innocent person, even if they're wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey and if they're Asian?
Apparently, Mr. Henry, you're not hearing me. What I'm saying is,
I'm hearing you.
Well, what are you hearing me say?
I'm hearing you say that it's okay to assault somebody.
No, sir, I did not. I said that I'm a Korean War veteran, and you put a Chinaman in a Kobe Bryant jersey, and you're asking for trouble. That's what I'm saying. Any Korean War veteran will tell you a Chinaman in a Kobe Bryant jersey.
What are you doing, sir?
I'm trying to open a can of soup. I'm sorry. Any Chinaman in a Kobe Bryant jersey is an insult to the Korean War vet. And beyond that, I don't like seeing it because he raped that girl.
No proof.
Well, okay, no proof, huh?
No proof. No proof that he's committed any crime at all.
He cheated on his wife, didn't he?
Yes, sir, he did.
That's proof enough for me.
That's not against the law. That's not against the law. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is a guy who assaulted a kid wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey in a mall because Kobe Bryant's a rapist. The kid also happened to be Asian, and so therefore that brought up some Korean War thing going on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And by the way, he is saying that the Kobe Bryant jerseys need to basically go away for the duration of this criminal action, shall we say. His name is Lloyd Bonafide. He's a Korean War veteran. This is the Phil Henry Show. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You wanted to say, Mr. Bonafide is on the line with us from Alhambra, California. You wanted to say that there are a lot of Korean War veterans who may take offense to Asian-looking kids selling chocolates or something?
No, sir. What I'm trying to say is that we in this country have 200,000 Korean veterans who are in need of help, and you put a Chinese-looking kid out on the street, and he's wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey on top of that, you got trouble because Kobe Bryant is a piece of...
You'd watch your language, sir?
I'm sorry. But he... No good, rotten animal, and then a Chinaman was wearing the shirt? That's what I don't understand.
The boy that you hit, you pulled the shirt off of this boy and assaulted him, was...
I punched him in the head. Yes, I did, sir. Yes, I did.
All right, but he was an Asian-American, an American citizen of Asian descent. And are you still opening that can?
Yeah, you know something? I'm sorry. I just try to make myself some soup. My wife is out with her sister right now.
All right, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Lucy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Lucy?
Yes.
Go right ahead, ma'am. You're going to need to turn your radio down.
He had no right to take off a Korean young American who is selling chocolate.
You need to turn your radio down, Lucy.
Okay, I'm off from the radio.
Go ahead.
I think that Korean guy should have whooped his behind. I don't care what Vietnamese he went to or what war. We respect that for fighting for America.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Just give him the right hit an American citizen. That Korean guy who sells the chocolate should whoop his damn behind. He deserves a whooping.
How come they got a Chinaman selling chocolates wearing a Kobe Bryant?
I don't care whether you have a Chinaman, a black man, an Asian man. They don't give you the right to take and hit someone. You need your ass whooped. That's what you need.
You got a pretty smart mouth on you, young lady.
You got it right. If I was the Asian man, I would have whooped your head. Because where I'm come from, you have the right.
Young lady, I was in Korea going toe-to-toe with the Chinese.
You know what? If I was that young man, I would get all my friends and whoop your ass.
I was in hand-to-hand combat with the Chinese.
You had no right to kick him. Your ass. You know what?
All right, okay, hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Boy, I want to say something, Mr. Henry.
What you want to say? That you have all the right that you could do what you want with everybody?
Lucy, hold on.
No, you don't.
Hold on, Lucy. What?
Number one. I went hand-to-hand combat with the Chinese. I could kick this Jamaican's ass all the way back to the...
Oh, now hold on for a minute, okay?
Well, she ain't... Ain't you Jamaican? You gotta be
now,
Jamaican.
No, you don't need to know where I'm from. The point
well,
is...
Well, you ain't from America.
You, first of all, you shouldn't be living then. Because if you're going to take it out an American citizen myself
That's
or
right.
anybody else, you don't need to fight the war. We don't need people like you to think that because
there
you fight the war and fight for America, you could take and come and slap me. Yeah. I'm American citizens. Are you going to come and take and slap me if you see me wear... A jersey from a sport?
Wait a minute.
No,
you said you're an American citizen.
Take
how can
somebody's
you,
shirt.
How can you be
you
an American citizen
right.
if you speak pidgin English?
Right. So you please, get your statement straight.
All right, Lucy, thank you for your call.
Did you hang up on her?
I didn't hang up on her, sir. No, I've just terminated the call. Our number is 1-800.
Because I could tell she came from a Jamaica because she speaks that pidgin English, you know. Me, mon, you know, mon and all of that. I had a workman. I had a handyman who talked like that. First of all, Phil, there are 200,000. This guy... There are 200,000...
Why don't you stop trying to open the can of soup and we'll just...
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. There are 200,000 Korean War veterans who, when they go into a mall and they see a Chinaman selling...
Can we knock with the Chinaman thing? The kid is Asian American.
Yes, sir. An Asian selling... not even selling, but wearing the Kobe Bryant jersey. It's dangerous.
1-800-449-8686. Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yo, my name is Bill.
Yes, sir, Bill.
Yeah, and I'm Vietnam... You're a veteran. And
God
anyways,
bless you.
I think that what this man did to this little Asian American kid is absolutely ridiculous. And I think the guy ought to be sent someplace and have some mental evaluations done on him.
Well, I went to the VA and they said I was having post-traumatic. Okay, but here's the thing. Even if I'm having the post-stress trauma... Why is that kid with the Kobe Bryant shirt? That's an insult to every veteran.
How's that an insult to veterans? Well, go ahead.
I want to know something, sir.
Huh?
That little American Asian kid is just as much a citizen of this country as you are, and you had no right
to rip
his jersey off from him.
I got a half-naked Asian.
Just think of the trauma that you done to this little kid. That little kid's going to remember this for the rest of his life.
Well, I hope he does, because when he sees...
You've got to be ashamed of yourself for
absolutely.
Doing something like that.
Absolutely.
I know Vietnamese people and stuff like that, and they're wonderful people. In fact, they just went... Got done fishing
people.
With a bunch of them.
Anyways there, Bill.
Right.
We're talking here with... All right, Lloyd, you wanted to say something?
You're fishing with Vietnamese, huh? And
that's
what happens
right.
if one of them tosses a booby trap into your boat?
Every one of those people were just as much American as what you are.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw some Chinamen coming down on our position. It was called Hill 51, and...
Okay, forget about the Chinaman thing, Mr. Bonafide. You're getting me irritated. It was an Asian-American boy selling candies for a youth center. Don't you understand that that's an assault on an innocent young man?
What about the Kobe shirt?
What about the Kobe shirt? The kid digs Kobe Bryant. A lot of kids do.
So the Korean War veteran once again is flushed down the toilet, and the Vietnam veteran gets everything.
I mean,
No, you guys, you know that's true, don't you? You know it's true. The Vietnam...
You guys Korean get War everything. Veterans, I'll tell you what.
You guys get everything, and the Korean War veterans get a handful of turd.
Yeah, you're full of it, too.
All right.
Well, tell me, every time one of you guys opens your mouth, it's, oh, I was a drug addict, oh, I was... And the Korean guy, I'm standing here holding my nuts.
Yeah.
All right,
I
Bill.
Got no comment
yeah,
for this
Bill,
guy.
You're fine. And thanks for calling us, okay?
Look at you kissing his ass.
Care.
I'm not. I'm saying he's
Bye-bye.
A nice gentleman, okay?
Yeah, us Korean vets have a penny ante monument, and you and the Vietnam guys get the big wall with the and everybody's there. What's up with that? You may think it's funny, sir.
Well, I think it's funny that that the Korean War vets get everything. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Bonafide jumped all over some Asian kids selling candies because he was wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey. Here is Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, how
yes,
are you?
You're on the air, ma'am.
Well, I just want to tell Lloyd, I think that was his name. First of all, Lloyd, the very thing that you keep talking about being a veteran and fighting for is the very thing that you're against. You jumped on this little boy because you said he was Chinese, and you're all upset because you fought in the Korean War.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm 11-year veteran of the United States Army.
God
I love
bless
veterans.
You.
I know exactly how you feel.
God bless you.
But at the same time, we can't, you know, you have to get past all that stuff and all those animosities. Every veteran is important. Doesn't make any difference if it's the Korean vet, the Vietnam vet. All of us got one thing in common. We all laid our life on the line
well,
for our country.
What about this Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant is Kobe Bryant, okay? First off, we don't even know if Kobe Bryant raped anybody. And whether if he did...
Well, you know he did it, don't you?
No, I don't know anything. I don't know what he did.
Well,
and if he did do it, whether it's a white girl, a black girl, or whatever kind of girl, it's wrong.
We don't know
what he did.
Well, a lot of the black
that, that's
guys...
That's beside
they,
the point.
They
the
like
point
white
is,
girls.
The point is, you jumped on an innocent little boy simply because you had a flashback and he reminded you of the way somebody looked.
That's it.
You
I had
need
a flashback.
Help more than Kobe Bryant do. You the one need help because what's going to happen
that's
if you
have
another
flashback?
That's what
the VA said. I had a flashback.
All right. Thanks very much. Very good point. What are you going to do with another flashback? 1-800-449-8686. This man says that the Vietnam, the Korean War veteran is offended by Kobe Bryant jerseys. And he pulled one off of a kid in a mall. 1-800-449-8686.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
And that's when I saw him put his hand on my wife's, on her backside. And
okay, you said you saw this Korean kid who was selling the chocolates wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey put his hand on your wife's bottom.
Yes, sir, I did. And I found out later he hadn't done that, but it was what the doctor at the VA said I was having post-trauma syndrome.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome. So you imagine seeing this kid grab your wife's rear end.
The fact is that I saw a Chinese kid in a Kobe Bryant shirt make a move on my... put his hand on my wife's bottom. And
well, the kid was an Asian American wearing a Kobe Bryant jersey, which he's entitled to wear. And you say because of that, and you're a veteran, it pisses you off and causes you post-traumatic stress syndrome. But you said you saw the kid put his hand on your wife's rear end and he didn't?
I was hallucinating it, okay? That's what I tried to tell you.
Then he didn't do it.
But I thought he was. All right?
Well, all right, you thought he was, but he didn't, and so you clobbered him. And
but wouldn't you clobber a guy who had his hand up your wife's... You know what?
Yes, I would, but if I was wrong, then I'd feel horrible. I wouldn't be on a talk show trying to justify it.
I'm not justifying it. I'm simply saying you don't put a Chinaman in front of a Korean War veteran and expect him to remain calm and collected.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Lloyd Bonafide is my guest. He's a retired heating and plumbing executive from Alhambra, California, who was arrested for assaulting a kid in the West Alhambra Mall. Kim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. No, this isn't Kim. Yeah, it is Kim. Kim, is this
yes.
you? Yeah, go ahead, hon. You're on the air.
Okay, I wanted to tell Mr. Bonafide, first of all, that I thank him so much for putting his life on the line for our country.
God bless you.
And but I did want to disagree with one comment he made.
God bless you.
My grandfather also was a Korean War veteran, and he's been reluctant to talk about the details to me at any time.
Can I ask Mr. Bonafide just one thing, Kim, to turn the can opener off?
I'm sorry, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. But when you made the comment that it should be expected, I don't agree with that. I think that people who have been through post-traumatic stress disorders can get over them or can learn to deal with them. But I do also believe that society could possibly understand more. Not expect you to assault someone, but to understand.
What about the Chinaman?
What about the Chinaman?
Well, he was selling. He tried to grab my wife's, you know what?
Right. Okay, I understand that you felt that may be what was happening.
Right.
But again, this is a young Asian American who was trying to sell chocolates to your wife.
Right.
And I understand that you might have misconstrued or misunderstood what his intentions were. But my basic thing that I wanted to say is that I think society can understand or should be more understanding of how a veteran deals with post-traumatic stress disorder.
I can't get this damn... I got a tuna fish sandwich I'm trying to make.
Turn off the can opener so the lady can talk to you.
I'm listening to her, sir, and I thank you for your understanding of our veterans, Kim. I think Kobe Bryant has disgraced young people's expectations of him. And when I saw this, the Chinaman in the shirt...
The Asian American boy, Lloyd, not a Chinaman, an Asian American boy selling chocolates, not trying to grab your wife's rear end.
I understand that as well, but wouldn't you clobber a Chinaman trying to stick his hand up your wife's dress?
Of course I would, but that's not, it wouldn't have anything to do with him being a Chinaman, and that's not what happened. And I think what Kim is suggesting, are you getting treatment at the VA?
So now you're calling me nuts, huh?
Didn't you say you're getting treatment?
No, sir.
The two of you are calling me nuts. I know that.
No, sir. Not calling you nuts. I would never say that about a veteran at all.
Are you going to the VA?
I went to the VA because they said I was having flashbacks like when they have LSD trips.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you're going to... Thank you very much, Kim, for a nice insight that you gave us. 1-800-449-8686. I'm glad you're getting that treatment. Here is Quentin. Quentin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, yes. Phil, I wanted to express my opinion in regards to...
Can I ask you, sir, are you on a speakerphone? Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I had a flashback.
Hey, what's with this call? I can't hear him.
As an African-American walking through the mall, and I saw you as a white slave owner.
I can't hear the caller. He's on a cheap phone.
I don't know that he's on a cheap... Are you on a... Quentin, are you on a cell phone?
Yes, I am on a cell phone. He just needs to tone down and listen.
All right, you're not on any kind of a speakerphone, that right? Correct?
No, I'm not on a speakerphone.
Okay, that's much clearer.
Okay.
Could you repeat your question, please? I couldn't hear you because...
Okay, I said, what if I was coming through a mall like you were, and I'm being an African-American or some other
racist
person? You know, he doesn't give anybody respect at all.
I'm sorry, sir. I switched to a tuna can, and my wife said just to not bother with it.
That's what I would like you to do. Listen to the man.
Yes, sir.
I said, what if you, if I was coming through a mall, I'm an African American, and I have a flashback because I think you were oppressing me as a white slave owner, and I cold cocked you. Or
were you ever a slave on a plantation?
Pardon me?
Were you a slave on a plantation?
My forefathers were,
I'm talking about you, not some fairy tale you wrote.
I grew up in the 1930s and 40s, and yes, I was oppressed, just like you were.
That's all in your imagination. You weren't on the plantation.
I was on a plantation.
Well, that's what you said.
You're avoiding the point completely.
You said that you were on a plantation, that you're a slave.
What you're trying to do is justify your actions, and they are wrong. Your actions are completely wrong just because
you have
a flashback does not cause you to assault somebody else. And also, just because a picture on somebody's
I bet you think Kobe Bryant ought to be president of the United States. I think that you are a racist individual. No, sir.
And that you don't know the difference between right and wrong.
No, sir, that's not true. Number one, I would never assault you. I was in the U.S. Navy with a lot of young black guys, and they were fine. So, number two, the Chinaman... Why, I seen them put bayonets through some good men, black and white. Number three, turn it off, because he doesn't want to have it on. My wife turned on the can opener. Is that all right?
No, could she turn it off?
All right. Number three, Kobe Bryant, he raped this white girl over there in Colorado. Now everybody wants him to be elected president of the United States. Don't yeah, make
what,
no never
what
mind.
Difference does it make? What difference does it make? You're still relating back to race. And you
what are you talking about?
Some real pent
you said white girl
in your mind because you know if it's white, black, or whatever, it
no,
doesn't make any difference.
I didn't say anything about race.
Well, you said he raped a white.
You keep referring to Chinaman. You keep referring to white. You keep referring to black. These are people. They're well, not but, some you know.
But you're the guy who
have
but you,
a distorted view of what's right and wrong.
Well, wait a second.
You have
Quentin,
a distorted view,
Quentin,
and whatever
Quentin,
happens is going to happen because you were wrong in doing that.
Hold
you
on.
Were definitely wrong,
Quentin. You're the guy that imagines you're in another episode of Mandingo, not me.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Your whole persona.
No, no, he said he was
honest. Is nothing more than racist.
No, you said you were. You said you were a slave.
And I believe you
no, he didn't.
To the Ku Klux Klan.
Mr.
Okay?
Quentin said
you
he's
just
ancestors.
To the Ku Klux Klan because that's where your
where are the pickles?
That's all you ever think about.
No, you said you were a slave on a plantation. Now, didn't you
I
say
did
that?
Not. You see, you
yes, you did.
What I said.
You said you had a flashback to it.
No, he didn't. He said his ancestors.
And you're twisting it to. Your
no, sir. You said you had a flashback to the.
No, I said what
no.
if. I
you
didn't say I was. I said
right.
what if. You need to listen.
Right, exactly.
You don't listen. That's your problem.
You know what?
You think whatever you say is right, and you don't listen
God,
to what everybody else says.
That is
correct.
So what are you, Red Fox? All of a sudden, that you got everybody all confused.
No, my name
well, what
is
do you
Quentin,
mean, Red?
Just like your name is, or whatever
you,
it is,
you
Bartholomew
told me
or whatever. Okay.
You my name is Bartholomew.
You need to address people with respect, just like people respect you.
Okay.
Nobody
tell me you didn't say this.
Taking your shirt off.
That's
and
right.
I don't believe for a minute that you would ever do that to a white person, okay? So don't give me that.
Hey,
if Kobe Bryant's shirt was being worn on a white person, you wouldn't do it.
My next-door neighbor is
so
a guy by the name of Dick Steelworth, who's a white World War II veteran. I went over there and kicked his ass one day because he made some crack about my wife's ass. So don't tell me I won't beat up a white guy. Now, you told me you flash back to when you used to be called Chicken George, and now you're blaming me for you being a slave.
He never said anything about being Chicken George.
Your opinion is so distorted.
You
don't even know
tuna?
What
will
reality
you turn
really
that
is.
Thing
and
off?
That
turn off the can
really,
opener.
He said to turn it off.
You really need some help. You really need some mental help because you are not in the real world.
I bet
you're
you
not
think
in the real
Kobe
world.
Bryant ought to be president, don't you? Yeah, that's what you think. Kobe
no,
Bryant
I didn't
should
say
be
that. You are going to say whatever you want to justify the ends
well,
to your means, okay?
Listen, Kunta Kinte, I...
You know what? You say you're not a racist, but you come up with Chicken George and Kunta Kinte and all this crap, and you're coming off
I
like a...
I never said
no,
that.
No, no, not
well,
you. I'm
well,
talking
you,
to this guy. I'm talking to this
well,
this
know,
Lloyd, okay?
Is,
and
you,
Lloyd, you need to understand...
He must think that you sound like me.
Maybe I don't know.
Follower than ever I've ever seen in my life.
Did you call me a douchebag? Why,
no,
you
I said
dirty.
You are a,
if you were here right now,
he did
you
not say that.
Duke is?
I got
David
one
Duke
question
is?
For you. Did you not tell me you were Steiny on the Little Rascals? Didn't you say that?
What?
No, but you feel that every black person is a spy because
and that the white man is the reason you aren't getting
are
residual checks
to everybody else, and you're not. Okay,
I
you
didn't say
not.
That I was superior.
Go around talking about people.
You're the guy that said you were
studying
on the Little Rascals
and
getting residual checks.
You will be prosecuted, okay?
Prosecuted for what? For saying Kobe Bryant is a bad person?
No, for assaulting an innocent person that
I can't get any of his cans open. I've tried to get open
to you. He's
pork and beans,
the old
tuna,
in your old body.
And I can't get any of these cans open.
Turn the thing off.
Because you don't have any respect for anybody, just like right now. He asked you to quit opening cans, and all you can do is just override him. You are a very pathetic person. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Where did he go? Is there anybody there? Mr. Hendry, are you there? All right, Marge, give me another can. I can't get the pork and beans open. I can't get the GD tuna. Don't give me the sweet pickles, GD, you. Give me, I'll try to open this one. I'll be right. This is the Phil Hendry Show.